It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Welcome back to Money for Lunch. So excited that you're here. It's still kind of a weird time, right? We are reopening our cities. The U.S. is now grappling, I guess, with reopening and getting the economy restarted. And there are still millions of people that are unemployed. People are predicting that there's still going to be a few million that are going to still be laid off because you can't turn on and off the economy and have instant results, right? It just there's that ramp up period. A lot of chains are still not open, and they're waiting, cautiously waiting another week, sometimes two. The movie industry, one of the challenges that they're having is simply they don't have any films to show because everything was postponed, delayed, or postponed or delayed until better times. A few movies, I think, might have been canceled, but it's still weird times. So what's the point? You're saying, Bert, yeah, I know this. I'm living it. All right, so here's the point. The point is we, you and I, are stronger than the COVID virus, right? We're stronger than all the crap that we're going through. Is it hard? Yes. Is it going to hurt? Yeah, it's going to hurt. But we have to remember that we are stronger, right? That we can overcome obstacles, that we were created to succeed, and so we will overcome this. All right, well, let's get this party started. I'm excited to have Francis Jackson on the show. Francis Jackson is an attorney who specializes in specializes in disability benefits, both with Social Security and with veterans disability. I apologize because my teleprompter is blanking out on me. And anyway, so the great thing that I enjoy about having Francis Jackson on the show is that he understands what it is to deal with something that takes months or years to overcome, right? So besides being an attorney who specializes in disability benefits and veterans disability benefits, he's also been featured in Cambridge's Who's Who. He's been quoted in USA Today. He's been featured on Fox News, CBS, ABC, and NBC affiliates across the country. He is a best-selling author for his contribution to the book Protect and Defend. And in 2017, he was also inducted into America's Most Trusted Lawyers for his activity or for his skill as a disability attorney. Francis Jackson, welcome back to Money for Lunch.
Thanks so much, Bert. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
It's always good to have you on the show. And I want to kind of visit something that we have talked about in the past, and that is Agent Orange. And let's talk about this. Regarding veterans, we still hear a lot of talk about Agent Orange. So let's start with the basic. Why don't you kind of explain to our audience what is Agent Orange?
Sure, Bert. Agent Orange is an herbicide designed to kill vegetation. Dow Chemical folks came up with it back in the 60s, and it was primarily used in Vietnam. There were literally millions of gallons of Agent Orange dropped to kill vegetation throughout Vietnam, and as a result, virtually all the American troops in Vietnam were exposed to the Agent Orange and its constituent chemicals. The important part for our purposes is that this is a whole mix of chemicals, but one of the primary chemical components is a chemical called dioxin. And one of the things that is a factor in why we're still talking about Agent Orange today, given that primarily used back in the early 60s, is that the effects of Agent Orange are such that it takes years and years and years after exposure for symptoms to develop into an observable medical problem. So you're even now having people developing medical problems that were started by exposure to Agent Orange, you know, 50 years ago or more.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I want to talk about, for those who, again, are listening to are hearing this for the first time, but I want to talk about how did our servicemen and women get exposed to this very toxic Agent Orange?
Well, you know, that's actually more complicated than it might sound, Bert. The VA admits, and the armed forces admit, that they sprayed an awful lot of Agent Orange in Vietnam, and they sprayed it at the DMZ in Korea. But it's taken years to get them to admit that they also used it in the U.S. in Arkansas, in Florida, in Indiana, in Maryland, in Mississippi, Montana, New York, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and they spread it around the world in places like Canada, Cambodia, India, Laos, Thailand. They still don't admit to spraying it all over Guam and Okinawa, but they did. It's pretty clear that they did. And up until very recently, one of the reasons why there's so much talk about Agent Orange right now is that up until very recently, the VA and the military refused to concede that folks stationed off the coast of Vietnam on Navy ships were exposed to it, even though they clearly were. So that has now finally been resolved, so that in the last year, well, really in the last 6 months, veterans who served in the Navy and have Agent Orange-related conditions, all the kinds of conditions, and now make a claim for veterans' disability benefits based on their exposure to Agent Orange on ships off the coast of Vietnam.
You know, I am blown away. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just said that's how people got exposed.
I'm just sitting here because, you know, you and I have been talking about different issues in the veterans communities for several years, and this is the first time I've ever heard of Agent Orange being used domestically. And it has to, you know, it just blows me away, and I don't want to take up a whole lot of time with that particular topic, but I do want to talk about, in your law firm, when you're dealing with these roadblocks, when you have, let's say, clear and convincing evidence that, hey, you guys did in fact use Agent Orange in Guam or, you know, in Florida or whatever, and then you have our own government saying, no, we didn't. That's got to be extremely frustrating, because this is a hard process when they do admit it.
Yes, it is real frustrating, Bert. And, you know, it's interesting. The key to this thing is the government's own records. And periodically, you know, we're able to locate more records that show, yep, they used it here, they used it there. In fact, the reason that you can tell that they used it on Guam and Okinawa is that there are incredible levels of dioxin in the groundwater there, and that stuff couldn't have come from anywhere else. So, I mean, we can prove it. And the reason that we know about that is that the Environmental Protection Agency has has been called in, like at Camp Edwards, to look at the effects on the local soil and water and so on. And you know, when you get a huge buildup of dioxin someplace that it doesn't exist naturally, you can prove that it necessarily had to come from exposure to Agent Orange. But as I said, even now, there is currently an attempt by the congressman who represents Hawaii and Guam and Okinawa and so on to get the VA to own up that, in fact, there was a ton of Agent Orange used as an herbicide there. So that stuff is still ongoing. And, I mean, how many years are we now from the early 60s? It's a long ways out, but it's still an ongoing process getting to prove where the stuff was used.
Yeah, that it just blows me away. It blows me away that again, our brave men and women, they put themselves on the line, and then, you know, our government turns their back on them, right? And because it's essentially what they're doing. And what you said, you know, just infuriates me because, you know, anyway, I don't want to take up a whole lot of time with that because that, you know, I don't want to go into a big rant, but it's just too bad. But again, grateful for people like yourself and your law firm there at Jackson McNichol. And you guys can check out also veteransbenefits.com. If you have questions about Orange, Agent Orange, or any other questions that you might have about disabilities, you guys can check that out. But it just, you know, rattles you to the core, and it's so friggin' frustrating. All right, so let's talk about this. Besides some of the stuff that you talked about, as far as, you know, it takes a while for these effects or defects to show up, what are some of the other things that the veterans community is talking about in regards to Agent Orange, some of the diseases or things of that nature?
Sure. Well, Agent Orange has been shown to, or exposure to Agent Orange has been shown to be closely associated with developing a whole bunch of medical conditions. But some of the more common ones are diabetes, a bunch of different cancers. Dioxin is a terrible chemical. It does bad things to you. And some of the cancers that develop are leukemia, Hodgkin's disease, multiple myeloma, prostate cancer, all the respiratory cancers, you know, lungs, larynx, trachea, and soft tissue sarcomas. It also causes non-cancerous conditions like amyloidosis, heart disease, Parkinson's, peripheral neuropathy, which is the numbness in the hands and feet. One of the more frustrating manifestations of Agent Orange is that men that were exposed to it, children frequently develop a condition called spina bifida, which is essentially a disconnection in the spine. And women that were exposed, primarily those who were nurses in Vietnam, a whole host of birth defects. So those are all the kind of recognized problems for it. Now, in addition to the ones that I've just mentioned that are recognized, there is now medical evidence from the National Institute of Health showing that bladder cancer is closely related to exposure to Agent Orange. Hypertension is closely related to exposure to Agent Orange. And there's a strange syndrome which they refer to as Parkinson-like symptoms because it doesn't have all the true characteristics of Parkinson's. It doesn't have some of the diagnostic markers, if you will, of Parkinson's, but it has similar effects. And so those are all on the table for the government to adopt as conditions presumptively related to exposure to Agent Orange, but they haven't done it, and it doesn't look like they're going to. Secretary Wilkie has on his desk since the day he became secretary. Secretary Shulkin, his predecessor, had submitted these to the White House for approval as conditions to be presumed related to exposure to Agent Orange, and the White House just hasn't done it, and it looks like that's about money. And the reason that I say that in particular is that hypertension is a very common disease among veterans, regardless of exposure to Agent Orange, but it is even more common among those exposed to Agent Orange. And because it's so widespread, the government is very concerned, it appears, about the cost of acknowledging that as a condition presumed to be arising from Agent Orange exposure, because magnify the volume of benefits that they have to pay out. It's similar to the big fight that was had over recognizing benefits for Navy veterans. That almost went through the House and Senate several different times, but each time the Republicans in the Senate, by a fairly narrow number, blocked that because of the cost. And, you know, as you know, a lot of folks in the government are unhappy about the portion of the government budget that is devoted to things like Social Security disability, VA benefits, and other spending that is really out of the control of the House and Senate. It's really a fixed amount that they have to come up with money for every year, and they don't like increasing it. So that's been a big issue, and hypertension seems to be the one that's hanging up this current group of presumptions. But I don't need to go on about that, but it is, to use your comment earlier, frustrating.
Yeah, it has to be incredibly frustrating, very discouraging. You and I have talked about some of your cases taking 20 years and things of that nature. Let me ask you this. Are there any special rules for exposure to this Agent Orange?
Yes, Bert, there are. One special rule is that if you served in the Republic of Vietnam between January 9th of 62 and May 7th of 1975, you are presumed to have been exposed to Agent Orange. And because you are presumed to have been exposed, if you show that you have any of these diseases that I talked about as presumptions, leukemia, Hodgkin's disease, respiratory cancers, heart disease, ischemic heart disease, and so on, the VA, on proof that you have the disease and served in Vietnam, either on land or now on the ships offshore, the VA will pay you the benefits for that disability. Now, that's a big deal because it means you don't have to show that your particular condition, your ischemic heart disease, for example, was in fact caused by exposure to Agent Orange. Now, that's only for, as we talked about, people who served in Vietnam or on the DMZ in Korea in the period between September 1, 67 and August 31st of 71. But there is a second route, if you will. And for example, we've been successful in using this for diseases like stomach cancer. You can prove by submitting medical evidence, medical journal articles, opinions by specialists, and so on, that if you were exposed to Agent Orange, then you should be entitled to service connection for certain other diseases, primarily cancers, but the one we've seem to have run into the most has been stomach cancer, and we've been able to get service connection for that. Now, the other kind of piece of this, you heard me list a whole bunch of places where Agent Orange has been sprayed. So right. If the Agent Orange that you were exposed to was not in Vietnam or not in Korea between 9/1/67 and 8/31/71, then you have to prove that your exposure to Agent Orange in fact caused your particular medical problem, whether it's lung cancer or leukemia or whatever it may be. And so there is a very large number of Agent Orange cases for folks who served at the Royal Air Force bases in Thailand. Lots of our Air Force folks were stationed in Thailand during the Vietnam War and were exposed to Agent Orange, but the VA does not automatically presume that those folks were exposed. So for them, you have to show that A, there was exposure, and then B, medically, that Agent Orange is the likely cause of their current problem. So it's, those are the special rules, basically.
Gotcha. All right, so let me ask you this then. What happens to a veteran who doesn't have this presumptive rule? What about them? What do they have to do?
Those are the folks that have to prove that their condition was caused by Agent Orange. We've had there's some interesting cases. I didn't mention, but there is actually now a presumption that folks who worked with the airplanes that were used in Vietnam to spray Agent Orange C-123s, folks that served on those planes, used those planes up until the 1990s, were exposed because the dioxin so permeated those planes that cleaning them didn't make any difference. There was a study that showed that the Air Force reservists who were trained on those planes for 20 years afterwards came down with all these Agent Orange related conditions. This stuff just doesn't go away. So we had one interesting case that we just won at the court, got sent back for a new hearing. Here, our client explained that he never served in Vietnam, but he handled equipment that came back from Vietnam. And he got exposed in that fashion. And we got a nice opinion from a medical expert explaining that the most likely source of his, most likely cause, excuse me, of his illness was in fact his exposure to all this equipment, because this dioxin is a bad chemical. It just doesn't go away easily. And so that's what you have to do when you don't qualify for the presumption. You have to show by factual and medical proof that A, you were exposed to the dioxin, even orange, and then you have to show that medically that's likely is not the cause of your current medical condition.
Yeah, that's a pain in the butt to prove. And I imagine, because we're dealing with both the government and the law, that this is not necessarily a very speedy thing to do. Even if you have tons of, witnesses and documentation, getting a second hearing, or getting, yes, we agree that this is, that you were exposed to Agent Orange, it's not an easy overnight kind of thing. This takes several years, if even on a fast basis, right?
Unfortunately, yes, Bert. For the folks that don't qualify for the presumption, typically it's a fight. It's an extended period of working on the claim.
Sure. All right. So let me ask you this, because I know that, again, you and I have talked about the fact that when it comes to filing your veterans benefits claims, that the government wants their veterans to do it by themselves. They're not allowed to have any help at that point. What about with this Agent Orange claim? Do veterans qualify for help? Do they need help? What's your take?
Well, it really, you know, Bert, it's like any legal answer. Maybe. the bottom line is this. If you have a nice clear-cut case where you served on the ground in Vietnam, or now in this last year on the ships off the Vietnam coast, and you have one of these presumptive diseases, then probably that's going to go through pretty smoothly. The VA is now geared up and is taking care of those cases pretty well. If you either have a condition, just as an example, stomach cancer, that doesn't fall on the presumptive list, or you didn't serve in Vietnam or in Korea during the time that they've specified, then you're probably going to need help. For example, we have a case that I'm working on right now where the veteran that we're representing did serve in Korea, but it was slightly after the August 31st, 1971 cutoff that the VA uses. So we have to get an opinion from an expert on chemical exposure, explaining why there was still enough of this stuff around to have caused his problems, despite the fact that it's beyond the scope of the presumption. And, you know, those are the kinds of cases that people have trouble with and that people often need help on. You know, usually winning those cases takes an expert medical opinion, and, you know, those don't grow on trees. People have to not only know what kind of an opinion they need and what the topic is, but they also have to find someone within specialty community that's familiar with this particular problem and with how it affects people and is willing to write a report about it. And, you know, those folks are not easy to find. Luckily, I've been doing this for some 40 years now, and we've got a pretty good handle on who the specialists are and where they are and can find in the right specialty when we need one. But it is, as you said, slow and often frustrating. And, you know, it's really very discouraging for a lot of folks who, as young people, went out and risked their lives to do what they thought was the right thing.
Sure, absolutely. And you know, it's just unfortunate that you know, that they have to go through this. And that's why I am grateful. I know this sounds kind of cheesy. I'm grateful for people like you and your law firm and other law firms that represent our veterans, that pick up the good fight and make sure that the government keeps its promises. Because, you know, if you don't hold them accountable, even more of our veterans would slip through their fingers.
Sadly, that's true, Bert.
All right. So, Francis, we're out of time. I want to say thank you so much for stopping by. I am blown away by the update on Agent Orange, because I thought it was taken care of, but it sounds like this is going to be ongoing, because it seems like there's, you know, the shelf life seems like it's a long shelf life, and there's just a bunch of places that the government did not disclose it was being used for, and so I'm grateful for you stopping by and giving us an update.
Well, thanks so much, Bert, and I have to say that my heart really goes out to some of these folks who have had genetic problems with their children. That's really sad. That's, I think, probably the worst of this whole Agent Orange mess.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's one thing as an adult. It's a completely different thing when it's your child or your child, your grandchild, whatever. It just makes it that much harder. And hopefully our government will loosen the purse strings, because one of the things that you said is you think, hey, it's about the money. It absolutely is about the money, because you know that if it didn't cost our government anything, they would have had a big ceremony opening up the floodgates. We did it here, we did it there, hold us responsible. Oh, it's going to cost us money. Wait a minute, hold on. And it's just one of those terrible things. But like I said, I'm grateful for your team there at veteransbenefits.com, and we're looking forward to having you back again soon.
Thanks, Bert. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
All righty. Good stuff there from Attorney Francis Jackson. This is just an incredible ongoing story that everybody needs to be aware of. Look, if you know of somebody is a veteran, somebody that maybe is currently serving, find out where they served at. Don't let them suffer in silence. If they're having symptoms they can't explain, maybe it is Agent Orange that is triggering that. Maybe it's something else and they need a second opinion. Either way, go to veteransbenefits.com. Check out Francis Jackson and his team. It costs you nothing. It costs them nothing to just have a conversation and see if there is something there. Maybe their claim has been denied. That doesn't mean anything. Francis Jackson and his team at veteransbenefits.com literally are miracle workers. I'm telling you, they've had cases that have lasted 20 years. These guys are in it for the long term. They fight the good fight. Let's share this episode with everyone you know. Let's help as many people as we can to just hold our government accountable and make them keep their promises to our brave men and women. Remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch, and check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.